This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Native American tribes have given up much land to the U.S. federal government in exchange for promises of funded health care, education, and housing. Time and time again, those funds have been cut, and the current sequester's no different. From the Fronteras desk in Flagstaff, Arizona, Laurel Morales reports.
For Amber Ebarb, it's clear. Sequestration undermines American Indian treaty rights and makes a dire situation even worse.
The suicide epidemic is symptomatic of something that's much deeper. There's also the issues of historical trauma that continue to plague our communities.
Ebarb's with the National Congress of American Indians. She says those problems include high unemployment, drug use, and gang violence.
We can't take any more cuts. We just can't.
That's Kathy Abramson. She heads the National Indian Health Board. Speaking before a Senate committee last spring, she says the sequestration cuts are literally a matter of life or death for American Indians.
Since the beginning of the year, there have been 100 suicide attempts in 110 days on Pine Ridge. Because of the sequestration, they will not be able to hire two mental health service providers.
And that South Dakota tribe isn't unique. American Indians have the highest rates of suicide compared to any other ethnic group. The Navajo Nation in Arizona is trying to curb those numbers. At a youth conference in Flagstaff, more than 200 Navajo teens learn how to be self-reliant. Behavioral health counselor Ty Etzedi is one of the speakers.
As young as 9 years old, we've heard of kids committing suicide, all the way up to the elders, grandmas and grandpas. It doesn't discriminate.
Etzedi says the tribe needs more licensed therapists and facilities, especially for kids. But every time he proposes something that costs money, he's shut down.
I have lots of ideas. It's just that too many red flags with the Navajo Nation. No funding, lack of maybe support.
Etzedi points out the reservation is so big, it stretches across three states, but the tribe only has one facility for teens, which means families have to travel 100 miles or more to get help for their kids. In Flagstaff, Arizona, I'm Laurel Morales for Marketplace.
Fronteras is a public radio collaboration in the Southwest. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.